The remote worker. The blinds haven't moved. The soul that learns solitude isn't the absence of company, it's the presence of yourself. There's a difference between the solitude that sharpens you and the one that just accumulates, dish by dish, day by day, until the apartment starts to feel less like a sanctuary and more like a holding cell with good Wi-Fi. You know the difference. You've been on the wrong side of it for longer than you'd admit out loud. Today asks you to notice which one you're actually in. The signs will be small and a little embarrassing. A video call where you realize you haven't said a sentence out loud all day that wasn't typed first. A friend's text sitting unanswered not from busyness, but from a strange reluctance to be seen. Nothing catastrophic. Just a door that's been closed a beat too long. What may cross your path? You realize it's 3 p.m. and you haven't spoken a word out loud since yesterday. A friend's "we should hang out" text sits red. But unanswered for the third day running, you notice the blinds are still in the exact position they were last Tuesday a video call ends. And you linger on the black screen a moment too long before closing the laptop. Pick one door, a walk, a call, an actual plan with an actual person. And open it today, even a crack. The quiet will still be there tonight. It isn't going anywhere. Your mantra, "I can step outside and still come back to myself."